For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un are both in Singapore getting ready for their historic summit. North Korea says it will focus on a permanent firm peace regime and denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The president says his aim is to give Kim a chance to commit to a denuclearization process. He does acknowledge, though, that the process could take some time. Many are giving the president advice. Here's some from former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson.
The only caution I would give the president is not be photographed too much with a smiling Kim Jong-un, because they use that in North Korea for dramatic propaganda purposes.
The summit is scheduled to start Tuesday morning in Singapore. That will be Monday evening in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Could another big summit be in the works? USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he's willing to sit down and meet with Donald Trump as soon as preparations for such a meeting could be made. He spoke to reporters during a visit to China on Sunday, Putin suggesting Vienna would be a good location for such a meeting. As for timing, he says it could be done as soon as schedules permit. He says Trump has suggested such a summit would be helpful, and there have been reports Washington is considering such a summit.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox News Sunday Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stabbed President Trump in the back after Trump left the G7 meeting.
That's what bad faith Justin Trudeau did with that stunt press conference. That's what weak, dishonest Justin Trudeau did, and that comes right from Air Force One.
Trudeau said Canada would move forward with retaliatory measures on July 1st in response to the Trump administration's decision to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The latest Triple Crown winner may go down in history as the best of the best, USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Justify may be the greatest racehorse ever. That according to Hall of Fame jockey Mike Smith, who rode the 2-year-old to a Triple Crown championship.
You know, to win 6 races in such a short amount of time like he's just done is just an unbelievable feat on his part. And really, Bob's has done a tremendous job to get this horse to do what we just got done doing, so. Extremely excited, very, very blessed, and I can't tell you, this is just amazing.
The late bloomer won the 150th Belmont Stakes in New York by 1 3/4 lengths. Justify won the Belmont starting from the rail. The last Triple Crown winner from that spot at the Belmont was Secretariat 45 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
While President Trump gears up for his historic summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, another big major summit may be in the works. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he's willing to sit down and meet with Donald Trump as soon as preparations for such a meeting could be made. He spoke to reporters during a visit to China on Sunday, Putin suggesting Vienna would be a good location for such a meeting. As for timing, he says it could be done as soon as schedules permit. He says Trump has suggested such a summit would be helpful, and there have been reports Washington is considering such a summit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio.